Hi, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review podcast, where we bring you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Our podcast is brought to you through partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's a piece that I trust you'll enjoy.
We need an update from one of our freedom fighters across the pond. He writes for Breitbart.com. He's a solid chap all round, and he has an excellent podcast called The Delling Pod. He is James Dellingpole. James, welcome back to America First.
Sebastian, it's so good to be back. How are you?
I am very excited because I like to ignore things like impeachment when there are no crimes committed and America is stronger than it's ever been, and concentrate on amazing things like Brexit, which is just around the corner, and we will discuss it momentarily. But first, James, I have to talk to you about strategy and tactics when it comes to the mob and the swamp, which is an international, a global phenomena. James Dellingpole, does one ever, ever apologize to the swamp?
I'm so glad you asked me that question, because the answer, born of bitter experiences, never, ever apologize. These people do not deserve it.
So I ask you this question because you had on your show, your podcast, a few days ago. Oh, is he there? James, why did you put your phone down on me? Let me give you the backstory while we dial the number again. Is that the NSA? No, don't go there. Don't go there. There is a British actor, young guy, about my age, called Lawrence Fox. He is of the Fox clan, if you know what I mean. Edward Fox, James Fox, famous British actors. You remember the Day of the Jackal? Well, he's the scion of the Fox family. And he made a statement recently during a BBC program about the racism of the left and how calling somebody white and entitled, as one of the questioners on that show did, is an act of racism in itself. It was a delicious moment where somebody stood up to the racism of the left, the institutionalized racism of the left, and that individual was then interviewed by James Dellingpole on his podcast. And James, what did Lawrence Fox say on your podcast that got him into hot water?
It was such a trivial thing. Have you seen 1917?
I have, and I think 1917 is one of the best movies of the last decade.
It's great fun, isn't it? It's a good.
It's a solid movie. It's a solid film.
Solid. It's a bit like a video game, but nevertheless, it brings home to the kids more or less what it might have been like.
Right.
Anyway, there is a scene in the middle where you see a bunch of English Tommies traveling along in the back of a truck, and among these Tommies is rather incongruously a Sikh cavalryman.
There's one Sikh soldier in the middle of this truck full of British soldiers.
Yeah.
And then what did Lawrence Fox say on your show?
He just said he thought it was a bit incongruous.
Right. It took him out of the film. He felt like there's a little bit of pandering there, wasn't necessary. And what happened then, James Dellingpole?
You're ahead of me. So instantly, the wokerati jumped down his throat. They said, "How dare you?" They said, actually, a bit like Greta Thunberg. They said, "How dare you? Do you not realize that the Sikhs fought with great honor in World War I and World War II and blah, blah, blah?"
How
and
dare you?
Had they listened to the conversation, they would have heard us talking about this very thing. We both said, we don't want to downplay the splendid role that the Sikhs played in both World Wars, but this scene was incongruous because that Sikh cavalryman would not have been traveling in a lorry with English Tommies.
Right. What one Sikh in the middle of a sea of British Tommies, how does that happen? Anyway, why did he apologize? Because he had been on Newsnight on BBC. He'd stood up to what you call the wokerati. I was so excited that finally an actor was pushing back against the political correctness. Do you have any sense of why he caved?
Yeah, it's a natural response. When you are being, when you're in the middle of a Twitch hunt frenzy, you feel the loneliest person on earth, and you will do anything to get them off your back. It's a bit like when you're being tortured, and you will give them the information.
You'll give them anything
to make the pain go away.
Right.
And of course, it doesn't work. They just kill you then at that point.
Well, I hope Lawrence Fox comes back. He comes from a great family, and he was an interesting indication of the fact that we've had enough. Let's talk for the last few minutes we have with James Dellingpole. Follow him on Twitter, at James Dellingpole. Go to DellingpoleWorld.com and check out the Delling Pod on YouTube. You're just days away from Brexit, aren't you, James?
Yeah, it's happening on Friday, Independence Day, Britain's Independence Day.
What's the mood like? What's the mood like now? Is it already building? Is there going to be a crescendo on Friday?
It's really exciting. For those of us who voted Brexit, and we were, let's not forget, the majority, which is why we won, it's going to be a really great day. I've already got two dinners planned on Thursday and on Friday night, one journalistic one and one posh one. And all the greater and the good of the Brexit movement are going to be there, and it's going to be really exciting.
Are there going to be street parties? Is this going to be like VE Day? What's being planned? I need to know what's happening in the land of my birth on Friday to celebrate the leaving the socialist EU behind.
There is a big event in Trafalgar Square being staged by Nigel Farage, who is, of course, one of the architects of Brexit. And unfortunately, we were going to get Big Ben bonging 11 times or 12 times to 11 o'clock, I think, is when we become free. So Big Ben was going to bong 11 times, but we were told by the Commons Committee, the kind of the Jobsworths who run these things, that we couldn't have Big Ben bonging because it would be too expensive.
What?
But nevertheless, we're going to manage somehow.
Was that Sadiq Khan? Was that a conspiracy? Was that sabotage by the Mayor of London?
It wasn't. Undoubtedly, it's the sort of thing he would do. Although in this case, it's the sort of the grey men who run these committees that decide.
Too expensive to ring the bells of Big Ben on the day of your independence from the EU. I smell a rat, James Dellingpole.
Totally, it's the Ramona resistance trying to get
the remainder, the Ramoning remainers. So, are you feeling good? Is this going to be a new era of freedom for the UK?
I wish I could say it were. I suspect that we've got a long way to go. What with the negotiations, I'm sure that the EU will do everything in its power to sabotage it and make sure that we leave with a bad deal. We've got the civil service, who are still full of Remainers. The deep state. You know, there's so many ways this could still go wrong. But yeah, it'll be nice crossing that Rubicon of going back into freedom again.
All right, well, enjoy your two celebratory dinners this week. We'll be raising a glass to you on Friday, even if Big Ben isn't ringing, and then we will want an update the week following once you're over your hangover. This is where it all began, whether it's the Trump phenomena, whether it's the election of populists in Brazil, in Australia, whether it's freedom from the socialists of Brussels. Brexit is the beginning, and it is an international phenomena. It's one of the reasons why we're here on America First. God bless you, James. Follow him at James Dellingpole.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. I want to talk to you for a moment about ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. They are really the best and the brightest, contending for the values we share. Go to townhallreview.com to find out how you can join Alliance Defending Freedom to help ensure that the opponents of freedom don't dictate your future. That's townhallreview.com. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.